High school basketball on 95.3 The Score.
I'm going to drive baseline up at the rim. Oh, my goodness. That is the dunk of the playoffs.
With the right hand, Lucas Wilson with authority.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Pump fake, now a three. He fouled and he gets it to fall.
The best player in the state of Oregon shows you why.
Gonzalez, corner, fadeaway three, nails it, oh boy!
That one touched the sky.
Now, let's head to the game. Here's Alex Braga.
Welcome, everybody, to tonight's broadcast, and thank you for joining us. We have a matchup of two of the premier teams in the Southwest Conference, and sort of on opposite trajectories, both in terms of wins and losses and health as well. And with the playoff seeding taking place in a little over 2.5 weeks, tonight's game has a lot riding on it in terms of which of them has the best chance to make a trip to Portland to play in March. Tonight's Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week, the Sheldon Irish playing host to the Roseburg Indians right here on 95.3 The Score. Good evening, everybody. I'm Alex Braga. Thanks once again for joining us tonight. Let's start with the visitors. The Indians have had a very interesting season because they started off on fire, won 9 of their first 10 games, were one of the best teams in the state. Then they hit the holidays and everything changed for them. One of their best players, transfer Storm Scott, got into trouble off the court, was dismissed from the team. Through 11 games, he was their second best player, 16.9 points per game, 9.8 rebounds per game. And he's 6'5", can do a lot of things on the court, so losing him was a huge blow for them. You know, they went on to lose 3 of their next 4. Since then, they've lost 6 of their next 10. So they are still well above 500. They're 13-7, but they are a long ways away from what they were earlier in the season. You know, they haven't made the playoffs since 2006, and they were looking really good to buck that trend this year. But right now, they're in trouble, having lost 3 of their last 4. On top of all of that, they lost one of their best returners, Jonathan Stone, to 2 bad injuries. First, partially dislocated his left kneecap, forced him to miss 6 games. Then in his second game back from that injury, dislocated the other one and was forced to shut down for the rest of the season. So how can any team survive that? Well, it's possible they don't. But they also have one of the best players in the state and best athletes in the state on their side as well in Colin Warmouth. He is a 3-sport star last year in football, basketball, and baseball. This year stopped baseball to focus on basketball more. And he did that because he's elite in our area. He's already the school's career scoring leader, set the school record for most free throws in a season. If he maintains his current scoring average this season, he'll have 26.6. He will set the single season scoring record set by their head coach, Mike Pardon. He's also 114 points away from setting the single-season points record. So first-team All-Southwest Conference player on a sub-500 team last year, so that should tell you how good he is. He can score from all over the floor, shoots nearly 40% from three-point range, but if they're going to beat the Irish tonight, they absolutely must get output from somewhere else. And they have recently from Carson Ellis, who put up career highs of 18 and 25 in their last 2 games. So Roseburg still in second place right now in the conference standings, and they have a great shot for the postseason, but they have some figuring out to do here in the last couple of weeks. Now on to the host Irish. Their best player is a name you have heard. Patrick Herbert, brother Justin, is the quarterback for the Ducks. He himself signed his letter of intent to play football for the Ducks. We all know that. But he is a dominant basketball player, as you might imagine, uses his size extremely well, great finisher around the rim, basically a double-double machine for the Irish. But as the season has gone on, he has found a scoring rhythm that has him one of the more prolific kids in the area. He is putting up more than 20 points per game in conference play, but they also got a boost when conference play started, because 6'9 forward Dominic McGarvey returned from a leg injury that forced him to miss 7 games. And he has immediately shown everybody how valuable a 6'9 kid is in this area. He's bound to get rebounds simply because no one else on the floor is usually even close to his size. But he's also a very accomplished scorer and a leader for Sheldon and a guy who was expected to do major things for the Irish coming into this season. So as Herbert kind of coming into his own, they get McGarvey back. And now, despite struggling early, losing 6 of their first 10, they have run off 3 very good wins in a row, including a huge win over South Eugene last week. In this conference, the top 3 teams make the postseason automatically. Beyond that, you got to be ranked high enough to earn an at-large spot. Right now, Indians and Irish tied at 3-2. The winner tonight takes sole possession of the second spot behind North Medford, with games coming up against them to be able to take the top spot. Both are talented enough to do this, but it all starts tonight. The loser will likely battle it out with South Eugene for the third spot, and South Eugene just beat the number one 5A team in the state in Churchill and is playing extremely well. So all sorts of insanity left as we close out regular season play. All right, warm-up's still going on out here at Sheldon, so we'll go ahead and step away for a couple of minutes and let them continue. Boy, we're nearly going to tip off at this correct start time tonight, which would be the first time all season, 6:45, the scheduled tip, and we're about 4 minutes away from the pregame warm-ups ending, so that might actually happen tonight. That would be a first. All right, let's go ahead and step away. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to give you a little bit more info about both of these schools and their coaches, all of that, then we'll get you all set for the tip-off. It's the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week, Sheldon and Roseburg, right here on 95.3 The Score.
Where are you going to go when you're looking for your new ride? We want to see you in a Kiefer Kia. Attention car buyers. Kiefer Kia is pre-approving customers without needing their social security numbers. That's right. We don't need your social security number to get you started. During this exclusive market test powered by iPreCheck, you don't have to submit your complete social security number to get your instant credit score, interest rate, or payment on any new Kiefer Kia in stock. Just enter your name and address, pick the new Kia that fits your needs, and get your actual payment and interest rate instantly without affecting your current credit score. 800 credit score or 400 credit score. It doesn't matter. Just make over 450 per week and get the information you deserve up front using iPreCheck only at Kiefer Kia. Log on to KieferKia.com today and get the transparency you deserve. Stop by Kiefer Kia or visit us online at KieferKia.com, where we do sell cars every day.
On approved credit, valid social security number required for final loan approval. Other factors may apply for final lender approval. Expires 3/3/2019.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A-minus in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
Whether you're feeding a few or a few hundred, Qdoba Mexican Eats Catering has you covered. Drop by the local Eugene Qdoba Mexican Eats on 13th Avenue by campus and enjoy a fast, handcrafted meal prepared with fresh ingredients and innovative flavors. Qdoba, fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Get half off Qdoba Mexican Eats as they're the sweet deal of the week. Just go to 95.3thescore.com and click on the sweet deal of the week link. On sale now.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining us tonight. Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week. The number 29 Sheldon Irish hosting the number 24 Roseburg Indians. Sheldon 10-10 on the air, 3-2 in league. 6A Southwest Conference last year finished 13-12, 7-5. To finish third in the conference, ended up losing to Tualatin 69-47 in the first round of the playoffs. Head coach Dan Clark in his sixth season, 95-58 overall, 43-22 in league games. Graduate of Cresswell in 2001, began coaching the summer after, helped Cresswell win a state title in 2004 as an assistant, went on to Sheldon in 2007, was an assistant for seven seasons to Ron Lampe before being named head coach in 2013, was JV coach for six of those, also a math teacher. Roseburg, 13-7 this year, 3-2 in league. 6A Southwest Conference last year finished 11-13, 2-10 in league to finish last in conference. No playoff trip for them. All right, the anthem just about to take place out here at Sheldon. We'll go ahead and step away. When we come back, a little bit more info, then the tip-off out here at Sheldon. It's the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week right here on 95.3 The Score.
Do you have a job but want a career? Do you feel stuck because you can't afford to stop working for additional schooling or training? Well, if you're reliable, self-motivated, hardworking, and want to learn a new trade, Western Pneumatics, Inc. is looking for you. Western Pneumatics is an established company with more than 35-plus years' experience and a reputation for excellence in the industry. No experience? No problem. We will train you. Western Pneumatics is looking for welders, fabricators, machinists with assembly experience, and construction millwrights. Western Pneumatics is dedicated to their employees and wants to provide every opportunity for their employees to gain the experience they want and need in this industry to create the career they've always wanted. Competitive wages and an excellent benefit package are offered to all of Western Pneumatics employees. If you'd like to try something new, stop in and fill out an application at 110 North Seneca or apply online at westernpneumatics.com.
Bi-Mart's Super Warehouse Sale is going on right now. We've slashed prices throughout the store in every department at Bi-Mart. Save on the latest tech and electronics. Save on big and small appliances. Gear up in sporting goods on everything for the outdoors. Save on toys for kids of every age. Stock up in food and beverages. And save on power tools in our hardware department. We have too many more markdowns to advertise. Shop hundreds of items at warehouse clearance prices during our Super Warehouse Sale, going on right now at Bi-Mart.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back to Sheldon High School. Alex Braga here for the Bi-Mart High School basketball game of the week. Just about get ready to get set over here. The anthem is finished and the team's just about ready to be announced. As I was saying, number 29 Sheldon, 10-10 on the year, 3-2 in the Southwest Conference, facing number 24 Roseburg, 13-7, 3-2 in league. Last year, they finished 11-13 overall, 2-7 in conference to finish last place. Head coach Mike Pardon, a Roseburg legend in his 19th season, 46-69 and 16-41 since returning. I'll get to that in a bit. Born and raised in Roseburg, played for them in high school, twice named Southern Conference Player of the Year, ended his playing career as their all-time leading scorer, which he held for 13 years. Coached them from 93 to 2006, won four conference titles, returned in 2013-2014, replacing Craig Stinnett, who resigned. And again, since that season, he is 46-69 overall, 16-41 since returning. This year, by far, the best since that return. 13-7, and they got off to a really hot start, winning 9 of their first 10, but have stumbled since losing a couple of their best players to injury and suspension. Roseburg, 37 postseason appearances in their history, 17 where they made the tournament site. They had 2 second-place finishes in 73 and 75 when they lost 3A titles to Benson and Sunset. Third place in 82, sixth in 58, ninth in 61, and 10th in 95. Their last playoff appearance, 2006, when they lost to state champion Jesuit in the first round, then Lincoln in the consolation bracket. Sheldon, 22 total playoff appearances, made first their first in 1968. That includes 8 where they made the tournament site, won a state title in 92. Under Chuck Johns, that year they went 25-1 to beat Gresham 54-53 in overtime at Memorial Coliseum. They have 2 second-place finishes in 97 and 2014, lost both games to West Lynn. Third place in 91 and 2007, and in 07 beat Jesuit 59-39 in the third-place game. Fourth place in 2016. All right, we are underway out here, and Roseburg wins the tip, and we'll start with the basketball. It's going to be Colin Warmouth bringing it up the floor, going up against Griffin Line. Now he passes it, and it's going to be, I don't have a number 42, so I'm going to have to check my roster here. Now it goes back to number 10, Caden Seeley. Seeley dribbles out and now passes across the court to Marikai Lake. Lake now back to 42, and I believe that must be Carson Ellis. It is indeed. So I have 32 on my roster, but he is 42 tonight, and now it's going to be Colin Warmouth dribbling outside the three-point line against Line. He passes now to Lake. Lake now back to Ellis. Ellis swings it around to Lake, coming around the other side. He's going to drive baseline now. Tries to pass it inside to Lake. Lake backing down McGarvey. Tries to go for a shot. It's rejected. Sent right back to him. And out with it, though, is Warmouth. Warmouth going to shoot a shot just inside the three-point line, and he knocks it down. Colin Warmouth, the game's first two, and Roseburg up 2-0. Sheldon now moving it quickly the other way. It's going to be Jackson Tucker outside the three-point line. Hands off the line. Line now to Herbert outside. Inside to McGarvey. Going to shoot a fadeaway jumper inside the key. No good. Rebound goes to Roseburg. Out with it is Seeley, who's going to bring it up the floor himself. So already they go into McGarvey right away. Again, 6'9". He is a really good player for them and still trying to find his way back from an injury. Seeley outside the three-point line. Gets it over to Ellis. Ellis dribbles left. Hands off to Warmouth. Warmouth surveys the defense. Jab step now goes into the lane to the left side as it knocked out of his hands before he can go for the shot, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be off of the Irish, and going to stay with Roseburg. So nice start defensively against Warmouth for Sheldon. Again, he is a force, their best player by far this season, and about to become their all-time leading scorer. Inside Ellis on the inbound, and it goes in for two. And Carson Ellis, his first two and the first two for Roseburg, tied up at four. Just underway. Excuse me, that's the second bucket for Roseburg. It's 4-0, Roseburg, just underway. My twos mixed up. Seeley steals the inbound pass, and now it's going to be Roseburg bringing it back the other way. Colin Warmouth going to take it, get it over to Seeley. Seeley drives baseline, now cuts it back out, and is going to set up the offense. Guarded by McGarvey outside the three-point line, dribbles left, now pass over to Lake. Lake now inside to Jet Black. Jet Black's down his man and puts up a shot and gets it to fall off the glass. So a hot start for Roseburg, 6-0, 5:40 left in the first quarter. And Sheldon's got to get a bucket. McGarvey outside the three-point line. They're going to leave him open, and he's going to shoot it, and he knocks it down. Dominic McGarvey, and that's why he's such a special player, is because he's 6'9 and can take you to the outside and knock down the shot. So the first three for the Irish, 6-3 Roseburg, just underway. Driving inside, now pass out to Seeley, and Seeley's going to reset the Roseburg offense. Jet Black had an opportunity for a score, just passed it up. Now Seeley dribbles right, hands off to Black, coming back, passes over to Warmouth on the left wing. Pass now to Ellis. Ellis up top, guarded by Herbert. Now swings it around to Warmouth. Warmouth for three, off the back rim, no good. Rebound goes to Herbert. Herbert passes to Jackson Tucker. He's going to bring it up. Now outlet pass all the way in for the layup, and that's an easy two for Dawson Prickle. And that's a great look, finding him driving back door and catching the Roseburg defense off guard. 6-5 Roseburg, 4:45 left. Warmouth inside. He's double teamed. Now he's tries to pass it out. Instead, goes up for the shot and is rejected by Herbert. Ball bounces over to Prickle. Prickle going to drive dribble all the way and go up for the floater and gets it to fall. Dawson Prickle with 4 points, and Sheldon has their first lead. 7-6, 4:30 left in the first quarter. Warmouth dribbles up against line, dribbles left, hands off to Seeley. Seeley, guarded by McGarvey, now passes over to Lake. Lake, bounce pass to Ellis outside the three-point line. Swings it around to Lake. Jab step, nothing there. Now back inside to Ellis, going against Herbert. Dribble, falls away, tries to go up with a wild shot, no good. Rebound goes to Herbert. Herbert quickly outlets to Tucker. Tucker dribbling up. Oh, what a backdoor pass to McGarvey, who slams it home. Again, just great vision by Jackson Tucker to be able to find his man going back to the lane. He's going to dunk it. Warmouth inside the three-point, inside the key. Pass outside to Seeley. He shoots a three and knocks it down. Back and forth action for both of these teams. And Roseburg with a 9-8. And Roseburg ties things up at 9. Tucker dribbles inside the lane. Goes left, now goes baseline. Leaves it off for Herbert. Herbert up with a shot. No good, but he's pushed from behind by Seeley. And he's going to get to go to the line. And Seeley was trying to get away with one. And just kind of smiled at the official after the whistle. Just a subtle little shove in the lower back, but it was enough to cause Herbert to miss the shot. And I think that is always going to get the attention of an official when a guy misses a point-blank layup. As Herbert knocks down the free throw. Why did he miss that point-blank layup? Oh, he was shoved in the back. All right, I'm going to go ahead and call that. By the way, I mentioned Colin Warmouth, a great year. Just about to set the... And 114 points away from setting the all-time scoring record for Roseburg as Herbert misses the second free throw and the rebound goes out of bounds off of the Irish. Prickle tried to get his hand in there and bounced it out of bounds. So he decided to not play baseball this year. He was a really good baseball player just to play AAU basketball in the spring. And it's kind of paying off for him. He's having a great senior season so far. He now has the ball left baseline and he's fouled as he tries to dribble in. And I think they're going to get Jackson Tucker for it. Yeah, it was either going to be Tucker or Herbert. And if you're, no offense to Jackson Tucker, but if you're Sheldon, you're pretty pleased with that call because you don't want to get Herbert in foul trouble. He is their best player this year. Inbound goes all the way outside to D'Angelo Adams, who checked in. Now to Warmouth, shoots a right wing three, no good. And the rebound quickly up the other way from Dawson Prickle. Prickle goes 1-on-3, has it poked away, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Roseburg. Boy. Little ambitious of him going up against three Roseburg players. But luckily for him, the ball knocked out of bounds in his favor. And so Sheldon going to maintain possession. It's going to be Tucker inbounding from the baseline. He's got Adams standing right in front of him. Tries to get it to Prickle. Nothing there. Still looking. Now just a jump ball for Herbert. And it's stolen away by Seeley. Seeley now the other way. Gets it over to Ellis. Ellis right wing. Now into the corner. And back out top to Warmouth. into the corner now for Adams, who dribbles up to the top of the key and then passes over to Warmouth on the right wing. Jab step against Tucker, now passes back into the corner. Now pass all the way back to him at the top of the key. He pumps, now passes to Ellis. Ellis just going to shoot a three right away. No good. Long rebound goes to Prickle. And here comes Sheldon. Passes over to Griffin Lyon, who's just going to bring it up slowly now. Dribbles left, hands off to Tucker, now coming right. Top of the key, crossover dribble in the lane. Goes up with a left-hand shot off the glass, no good. And the rebound goes to D'Angelo Adams in Roseburg. Pass now to Warmouth. He gets it across and slows things down, and Roseburg going to call a timeout. A lot of fast-paced action so far, and I think both coaches okay with just taking a break here and kind of resetting and talking about where they are at this point. 2:23 left in the first quarter. 10-9, Irish with the lead here on 95-3 The Score.
Bi-Mart's Super Warehouse Sale is going on right now. We've slashed prices throughout the store in every department at Bi-Mart. Save on the latest tech and electronics. Save on big and small appliances. Gear up in sporting goods on everything for the outdoors. Save on toys for kids of every age. Stock up in food and beverages. And save on power tools in our hardware department. We have too many more markdowns to advertise. Shop hundreds of items at warehouse clearance prices during our Super Warehouse Sale, going on right now at Bi-Mart.
High school basketball on 95-3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
10-9 Sheldon, 2:15 remaining in the first quarter. It is Roseburg with the ball trailing by one. Great effort back and forth for both of these teams. It's Colin Warmouth inside with the ball, and he is fouled before he can go up for the shot. They're going to call it against Sheldon. It looks like they're going to get Bryson Seghetti with the foul. Nope, they called it on Griffin Lyon. That is his first personal. A couple of guys checking in for Sheldon Seghetti and Aiden Wagers. Warmouth now with the inbound on the right wing. Goes through a screen by Ellis and now holds on to it and resets. He's got Lyon guarding him. Now gets to Ellis at the free throw line. Pass back outside. Thought about a three to Jeb Black, and now he's just going to hold on to it and pass it back to Ellis. Ellis now over to Warmouth left wing. And he fakes a pass. Nothing there. Now he's just going to dribble out top. Still trying to find something against this Sheldon defense. Not really able to do it yet. Caden Seeley passes now to Ellis. Ellis with McGarvey guarding him. Nothing there. Just passes over to Jeb Black. Black dribbles right. Now left. Gets a screen from Ellis. Leaves it up for him outside the three-point line. Really patient offense by Roseburg. Warmouth gets a screen from Ellis. Now he shoots a right wing three. No good. Rebound goes to Seghetti. He's going to bring it up himself. Trying to catch the Roseburg D off guard. He's going to shoot a wide open three from the top of the key. No good. But the rebound goes to Lyon, and he's going to bring it back out. Over to McGarvey. Now back out to Seghetti again. Thought about another three. Passes it up this time. Dribbles left, hands off to Lyon. Lyon now gives it back to him. Now inbound pass to, or interior pass to McGarvey. McGarvey tried to pass it out and had it stolen away by Black. Another turnover by the Irish. Clock now under a minute remaining in the first quarter. Sheldon maintaining a 10-9 lead. Ellis right wing, thought about a three with McGarvey on him. Not going to shoot it, though. Passes over to Adams in the right corner. Now back inside to Ellis. Fadeaway shot over McGarvey, and he gets it to fall. That's a tough shot by Ellis, but he gets it to fall. 11-10, Roseburg gets the lead back. 35 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. It looks like Sheldon might just be content to wait for the final shot here. It's actually Ben Gittins, not Seghetti, who is in the game now for the Irish. I got to give him credit for a rebound. As he gives it over to Griffin Lyon, clock now under 20 seconds left, and Lyon gives it back to Gittins. Gittins now dribbles right, gives it back to Lyon. Now they start the play. Lyon left open, thought about a three, instead gets it over to Gittins. Inside to McGarvey, back and down Ellis. Fadeaway shot from about 10 feet, no good, but we have a foul, and we'll see if it's on the floor or the shot. I think they said it was on the floor. So that is Ellis, that's his first foul. And he's frustrated with the call, and he's going to take a seat for these final 6 seconds of the first quarter. Sheldon going to inbound. Gittins looking. Tries to get it in. Now all the way out near the midcourt stripe to Cameron Owen. He takes a couple of dribbles, shoots a three, no good. Off the back rim, rebound goes to Warmouth, and he's not going to have enough time to take the final shot. Well, it was a hard-fought first quarter, back-and-forth action. Our score after one, Roseburg 11, Sheldon 10, here on 95-3 The Score.
Steve Tannen in for my friends at Sam's Place on Wilson Street in West Eugene, the best sports bar in town, period. This time of year, it's a whole bunch of hoops. And Sam's is where you want to be for the pregame, the game, postgame, all of it. Full service bar, terrific menu, many Frosties on tap, great expanded selection of wines, a humidor filled with cigars, sweet outside hang, all the sports packages, you miss nothing. On Wilson Street in West Eugene, Sam's Place, the best sports bar in town, period.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Roseburg 11, Sheldon 10 at the end of one. This is the Bi-Mart High School basketball game of the week here on The Score. I'm Alex Braga. Thank you for joining me tonight. Bi-Mart, get ready for your season for less at Bi-Mart. Leading score for both teams, Dominic McGarvey with 5 so far, but Dawson Prickle also with 4. Carson Ellis with 4 for Roseburg. And so it's going to be the Irish starting off with the ball in the second quarter. It's going to be Gittins getting the inbound. He dribbles left, looking for line back door. Nothing there. Now he's going to pass outside. And this is Bryson Seghetti. Seghetti, they back off him, and he just shoots a 3. Why not? They're going to give you that much room. You might as well put it up. And he knocks it down, 12-11. Irish with the lead. It actually should be 13. They only gave him a 2 on that. That was definitely behind the line. And so 12-11 is the score on the scoreboard right now for the Irish as Roseburg has the ball outside. It's going to be Seeley. Seeley with Cameron Owen guarding him. Crossover dribble. Now leaves it off for Warmouth in the corner. Now back inside to Seeley. Backing his man down outside to Lake. Lake left-handed 3 on the way. Yes, sir! Murkawi Lake knocks it down, and it's 14-12 according to the scoreboard. It should be 14-13, though. Seghetti outside the three-point line, dribbles left, and then hands off coming the other way, Jacob Frey. And now back out to Gittins. Gittins going to shoot a 3. He knocks it down. 2 straight threes. And how about that for the Sheldon Irish? 15-14 is the official score right now. Seeley dribbles right. He's got Cameron Owen guarding him. Now to Warmouth. Warmouth to Seeley. Now to Lake. Lake dribbles right, and now pass outside to Avalez, who just checked in the game, over to Adams, now out to Warmouth. He fakes a pass, now drives in, a little fadeaway shot in the lane. Oh, it rolls around and falls. That's a tough shot, but the second basket of the game for Colin Warmouth makes the score 16-15. Gittins now quickly the other way. He's got Warmouth guarding him. Tries to get it inside to Wagers, and Wagers, a little hook shot off the rim, no good. Rebound on the floor. Gittins fighting for it. Everybody fighting for it. Avarez out with it. Now it goes to Seghetti. Seghetti passes back outside. It's Gittins going to try to reset now. Boy, a lot of action underneath the basket. And the ball finally goes to the Irish. Outside, 3 ball on the way. 3 threes in a row by the Irish. That time it's Frey knocks it down. 18-16. Sheldon on top. So coming the other way is Xavier Avalez. Avalez dribbles right, now hands off to Warmouth, coming back outside. Guarded by Frey, over to Adams, back to Warmouth. Now he's going to shoot another 3. Back rim, no good. Rebound goes to Avalez. Avalez then has it poked away. Seghetti coming the other way, being chased from behind by Lake. Leaves it off for Wagers. Right hand shot off the glass and good. Aiden Wagers with his first 2, 20-16. Sheldon on top. 5:20 remaining here in the first half. The Bi-Mart High School basketball game of the week here on The Score. Seeley now to Lake, and Lake has it just go right off his hands and off the backstand and out of bounds, and it's going to go back to the Irish. Patrick Herbert checking back into the game for Sheldon. Aiden Wagers going to take a seat. Herbert, 21 points against South Medford last week to lead all scorers. 20-16 our score. Herbert quickly gets the interior pass, backs his man down. Now passes outside to Gittins. Gittins into the lane with a little runner, no good, and the rebound goes to Warmouth. Warmouth takes it down and now slowly dribbles across the timeline. Goes left, pass over to Lake. Lake now back outside to Warmouth. Warmouth dribbles right and then hands off to Black coming back the other side. Now he gives it over to Lake and they reset. Give it over to Avalez now at the free throw line. He's going to dribble back out and he hands off to Black, takes his man out, and then Black shoots a 3 and misses it, and the rebound goes to Seghetti. Seghetti quickly pushing the tempo now. Outside, 3 ball on the way from Cameron. Oh, and that one's good. Holy cow. A 3-point barrage by the Sheldon Irish, and Roseburg wants time, and I don't blame him. 4:28 remaining in the first half. Sheldon, a 3-point deluge here in the second quarter, 23-16 Irish here on 95.3 The Score.
Bi-Mart's Super Warehouse Sale is going on right now. We've slashed prices throughout the store in every department at Bi-Mart. Save on the latest tech and electronics. Save on big and small appliances. Gear up in sporting goods on everything for the outdoors. Save on toys for kids of every age. Stock up in food and beverages. And save on power tools in our hardware department. We have too many more markdowns to advertise. Shop hundreds of items at warehouse clearance prices during our Super Warehouse Sale, going on right now at Bi-Mart.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
23-16 Sheldon on top of Roseburg. 4.5 minutes remaining here in the first half. Roseburg with the ball. It's going to be Wormouth dribbling left and out. Tries to pass outside to Adams, and it just goes right over his head and out of bounds. Adams, I think, was hoping for a bounce pass going back door. But Wormouth kind of threw the high pass, and it just went right through his hands and over his head because he just wasn't quite ready for it. So turnover gives the ball back to the Irish, again leading 23-16 here on their home court. Jackson Tucker dribbles left, now hands off coming the other way to Owen. Owen now to Segetti, now back out to Tucker. Tucker now to Segetti, now inside to Herbert. Now back outside to Tucker. Tucker dribbles in the lane and leaves off a great pass, and with an easy lay-in is Jacob Frey, and that is all Segetti. As his penetration left Frey open, and an easy two makes it 25-16. Sheldon all of a sudden with a 9-point lead with under 4 minutes left in the first half. Lake on the right wing, pass across court to Jet Black. Black now back to Wormouth, gives it to Ellis, who then hands it off back to him. Dribbles left and now pass over to Adams. Adams trying to find some space, tries to pass over to Wormouth, goes through his legs, but luckily goes right to a Roseburg player. Now we got a foul away from the ball. But that went right through the player's legs and ended up going right to Jet Black as if it was a normal bounce pass. And the foul is going to go against Sheldon. Didn't quite see who the foul went against. I think it might have been Segetti. Yeah, it was indeed. And Carson Ellis on the inbound, he gets a quick shot up and he gets it to go. He's got six now, 25-18. 3:15 left in the first half. Pass now inside the other way. It goes to Herbert. Gets it out to Segetti now. Pass over to Owen. Owen now to Segetti. Now inside to Herbert. Now back out to Owen. Owen going to shoot an open three. No good. And the rebound goes to Roseburg. Seeley out with it. And, boy, Roseburg's got to get up in those three-point shooters' faces tonight or they're going to have a lot of problems. Because Sheldon has shown tonight that they're not afraid to shoot it, and they have been making it. Black with the ball now the other way inside to Lake. Lake with a quick shot off the glass and no good. Rebound goes to Jackson Tucker. Tucker quickly pushing the tempo up to Segetti. Segetti outside to Owen. Owen, they backed off him. He gets it inside to Herbert. Herbert, a little 5-foot fadeaway off the back rim. No good. Rebound goes to Wormouth. His third board of the game, 25-18, and they're pushing the tempo now. Crossover dribble outside against Frey. Frey now inside to Ellis. Ellis backing his man down. A little right-hand hook shot. Rolls around the rim and falls. He's got 8 points already, and it's 25-20. Roseburg back to within five. 2:15 remaining in the first half. Sheldon bringing it up the floor. Jackson Tucker. Tucker with Wormouth guarding him. He gets a screen from Herbert. Now goes all the way to the rim with the left hand and in. Boy, once Herbert gave him that screen, nobody picked him up inside the lane, and he just took it to the hole. And a great finish makes the score 27-20. Jet Black left side to Wormouth. Wormouth back to the top of the key to Ellis. Ellis looking right. He gets it over to Black. Black looking inside, and we got a foul away from the ball, and I think it's going to go against Roseburg. It is. It looks like they got Lake for it. Merkawi Lake averages 3 points per game this season for Roseburg. Picks up his first foul. So Griffin Line going to inbound for Sheldon. Gets it to Tucker, and Tucker dribbling up the floor. Passes back over to Line. Line now swings it around the three-point line to Prickle. Prickle inside to Herbert. Herbert quickly up with a right-hand hook shot. That goes. Patrick Herbert, his first field goal. He's got 3 points tonight, 29-20, 1:27 left in the first half. Quickly the other way goes Roseburg. Up to the shot and no good, but he is fouled and going to shoot two. It's going to be Wormouth getting to shoot him. And it looks like they got Jacob Frey. That is his second personal. Fourth team foul for Sheldon. Herbert asking the official a question. Looks like they're talking about footwork. Maybe dance moves? I'm not sure. That's what it looks like. Warmouth knocks down the first free throw. 29-21 now. They're still having a conversation about dancing, it looks like. I mean, from the outsider looking in, it looks like the official and Patrick Herbert are talking about dance moves. I could be wrong. As Warmouth knocks down the second free throw as well. 29-22, 1:20 left. Tucker brings it up the other way for the Irish. He dribbles all the way left and passes over to Prickle. Prickle dribbles right. Now passes inside to Herbert. Herbert had to take it away from a defender and does. Bounces it. Right-hand hook shot off the glass and in. Patrick Herbert starting to find a little bit of rhythm here towards the end of the first half. 31-22 Irish. He's got five. Seeley now over to Black. Black dribbles left looking for Lake and now gives it to him. Inside to Seeley. Seeley backing his man down out to Warmouth. Open three. Yes, sir. Colin Warmouth, his first three of the game, 31-25. They cannot give him that much room, or he's going to bury him. Tucker brings it up, now looks to the bench for the play from head coach Dan Clark, gets it, passes to Herbert out, extended near the free throw line. He gives it over to Tucker. Tucker now goes right, passes outside to Herbert. Herbert tries a cross-court pass, lazy pass, and it's stolen away by Roseburg. Seeley out to Black. 25 seconds left in the first half. He tries to pass it over. Another lazy pass coming the other way, and Frey steals it. Now over to Tucker. Tucker dribbling it up, and now he's going to slow things down with 15 seconds left in the first half. Gets it out to Frey. Frey swings it around to Prickle. Prickle now out to Line. Line now 8 seconds left to Prickle. Now over to Line in the corner. Now all the way out to the top to Frey, and it's stolen away by Warmouth. He's got a breakaway with 2 seconds. Dunks it. I don't think it's good, though. Oh, he threw it home, and it was just after the buzzer went off. And an unfortunate break for Roseburg as he tried to get down there as fast as he possibly could, but it just was not quick enough. And so our score remains at the end of the first half. Sheldon 31 and Roseburg 25. When we come back on the other side of this break, I'll get you some stats and some scores from earlier in this week. 31-25, Sheldon on top of Roseburg here on 95.3 The Score.
Where are you going to go when you're looking for your new ride? We want to see you in a Kiefer Kia. Attention car buyers. Kiefer Kia is pre-approving customers without needing their social security numbers. That's right. We don't need your social security number to get you started. During this exclusive market test powered by iPreCheck, you don't have to submit your complete social security number to get your instant credit score, interest rate, or payment on any new Kiefer Kia in stock. Just enter your name and address, pick the new Kia that fits your needs, and get your actual payment and interest rate instantly without affecting your current credit score. 800 credit score or 400 credit score. It doesn't matter. Just make over 450 per week and get the information you deserve up front using iPreCheck only at Kiefer Kia. Log on to KieferKia.com today and get the transparency you deserve. Stop by Kiefer Kia or visit us online at KieferKia.com, where we do sell cars every day.
On approved credit, valid social security number required for final loan approval. Other factors may apply for final lender approval. Expires 3/3/2019.
Love and diamonds are in the air at Guarantee in Junction City. Steve Tannen checking in. We've been a Guarantee customer for more than a decade. Now through Valentine's Day, if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, you'll love Guarantee's sweetheart savings offer. It's simple. With any vehicle purchase, Harry Ritchie's will give you a $250 gift card while supplies last. So you get the car or RV and a gift card for the ultimate Valentine's Day present. New and used qualify, so you have nearly 1,000 choices. Cars, trucks, SUVs, travel trailers, motorhomes, and more. Add shine to your Winnebago or sparkle to your Silverado with a $250 gift card good at any of Harry Ritchie's awesome stores. Guarantee and Harry Ritchie's are both 100% locally owned. It's why they're working together to make your Valentine's Day extra sweet. When you shop at locally owned businesses, your money stays right here supporting our community. Sweetheart savings and $250 gift cards. Go see my friends at Guarantee 5 minutes past the Eugene Airport in Junction City. Online at Guarantee.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Eugene? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Eugene area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Eugene is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining me tonight. The Bi-Mart High School basketball game of the week here on The Score is Sheldon and Roseburg. Right now, the Irish, a 31-25 lead over the visiting Indians, and a kind of a indication of the way the end of this season has gone so far. Sheldon, as has been the case a lot of times over the last, you know, decade or so, as good as their football team has been, it usually takes their basketball team a little bit to get into rhythm because a lot of those players from that team play on this team. And so that is the case this year. But they've also been boosted by the return of Dominic McGarvey, a big man, 6'9" on the inside. And so they have not only been playing really well in terms of their regular starters, just the kids who just play basketball, but they have Patrick Herbert getting into his rhythm offensively has been a big-time boost for the Irish. And then getting McGarvey back as well, that's just been huge for them. And right now, they have won three games in a row coming into tonight. And with this, if a they end up finishing off Roseburg tonight, they got a big-time game against North Medford on Tuesday. And so a lot still to go, I guess I should say, for the Sheldon Irish. But they are playing really, really good ball right now heading into the perfect time where you want to be playing really good basketball. And let's go ahead and get to some stats from the first half. Again, our score 31-25, Sheldon on top of Roseburg. You might hear the Sheldon band playing Toto. Man, that's like all of a sudden that's had a resurgence over the last couple months. I mean, it's cool. That's a good song. I'm just saying, like, I don't get it. Like, why high school kids like it all of a sudden? Whatever. You know, whatever. Leading scorer tonight for Roseburg is Colin Warmouth. He actually leads all scorers with 9 points, including 1 3-pointer. Also has 3 rebounds. Carson Ellis with 8 points. And Merkawi Lake with 3 points on a three-pointer. Caden Seely with 3 points and 2 rebounds. D'Angelo Adams with a rebound. Jet Black with his 2 points. 6 total rebounds. For Roseburg in that first half. A lot of different scores for Sheldon tonight. They have been spreading the ball around extremely well. Two guys leading them, Herbert and McGarvey, each with 5. Herbert adds 2 rebounds to go with it. Griffin Lyon with a rebound tonight. Aiden Wagers, 2 points. Jacob Frey, 5 points. Jackson Tucker, 2 points and a rebound. Cameron Owen, 3 points on a three-pointer. Dawson Prickle, 4 points, a rebound. Bryson Seghetti, 2 points and a rebound. And Ben Gittins, 3 points and 1 rebound as well. So that is 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Irish players who have scored tonight. And they also lead the rebounding battle with 7. So 7-6, Sheldon, the edge in the rebound battle. 31-25, the Irish, the edge in the scoring battle. Let's get to some scores from earlier on this week. Some games from Tuesday. Actually, a bunch of teams taking the Tuesday game off, including Sheldon. Their last game was against South Medford last Tuesday, a game they won. So not a lot of games, and only actually one traditional Midwestern League game at the 5A level, because a couple of Midwestern League teams ended up playing a couple of Southwest Conference teams, so some traditional matchups, but non-conference matchups in the middle towards the end of the league season, and a couple of them were really big. I mean, not obviously they're not going to count in the league standings or anything like that, but they are fantastic matchups. And that includes South Eugene and Churchill. South Eugene, one of the better teams in the state this year. They are just outside of the top 10 at the 6A level. And they took down Churchill, who before that game was number one in the state at the 5A and had won 10 games in a row. And so South Eugene ended up beating Churchill 65-57. Sam Harris scored 9 of his 17 points in the fourth. hit 6 of 7 from the line down the stretch. Bryce Boettcher added 16. Josh Paul had 12. The loss for Churchill ended their winning streak. It was actually 8 games. Made a mistake earlier. The Lancers, the number one team in the state at the 5A level, Brian Gracke led them with 22, but that was a big-time win for Sheldon and should, or for Sheldon, for South Eugene, and should really make them feel confident as they close out the regular season and then heading into the playoffs, because as it's been, South Eugene, not a great history once they get to the playoffs, and so they should feel really confident right now after that win. Willamette, a 65-55 win over Roseburg, and so that was Roseburg's game on Tuesday, game they lost, but Willamette, no slouch either. They're a top 10 team in the state at the 5A level. I think they're actually sixth right now. Owen Cross led them with 23. Luke Burke had 13. Carson Ellis led Roseburg with 23. Warmouth had 21. And so that's a big win for Willamette. And again, kind of another loss that Roseburg, you know, probably feels like they shouldn't have on their record, but got to kind of regroup as the season is closing down. And the one 5A Midwestern League game that was kind of a traditional matchup, Crater and Ashland. Crater took them down 67-47. Some girls games from Tuesday. Crater beat Ashland 65-24. And again, some cross-league matchups for the girls as well. Churchill took down South Eugene 46-29. Isis Smith leading the Lancers with 14. Danica Starr, Stella Scott had 10. Jordan Lee led the Axe with 15. And the only other game on Tuesday was Willamette, a 51-42 win over Roseburg. All right, we are just about ready to start the second half. Both teams out there are warming up, about a minute away. So let's go ahead and take one more break, and when we come back, we'll bring you all the second half action. It's a tight game, and it's been going back and forth the entire first half. Let's see if we can get that in the second half as well. Our score here at the half, 31-25 Irish. Here are 95-3 the score.
Where are you going to go when you're looking for your new ride? We want to see you in a Kiefer Kia. Attention car buyers. Kiefer Kia is pre-approving customers without needing their social security numbers. That's right. We don't need your social security number to get you started. During this exclusive market test powered by iPreCheck, you don't have to submit your complete social security number to get your instant credit score, interest rate, or payment on any new Kiefer Kia in stock. Just enter your name and address, pick the new Kia that fits your needs, and get your actual payment and interest rate instantly without affecting your current credit score. 800 credit score or 400 credit score. It doesn't matter. Just make over 450 per week and get the information you deserve up front using iPreCheck only at Kiefer Kia. Log on to KieferKia.com today and get the transparency you deserve. Stop by Kiefer Kia or visit us online at KieferKia.com, where we do sell cars every day.
On approved credit, valid social security number required for final loan approval. Other factors may apply for final lender approval. Expires 3/3/2019.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Second half underway out here at Sheldon. Roseburg trailing the Irish 31-25. And quickly a steal from Patrick Herbert. Goes coast to coast. Misses the dunk off the back rim. But the long rebound goes back out to Sheldon. Up with a shot. No good. And the rebound goes to Warmouth. Oh, boy. Patrick Herbert had a breakaway dunk, and he missed it. And we got a foul coming the other way against the Irish. It's like they're going to get Griffin Line with it, and Herbert, all he can do is smile. And now he's getting some guff from his teammate, McGarvey, looking over at him, and he's laughing at him. As Warmouth going to get to go to the line to shoot, too. Like, everybody's kind of looking at each other laughing. He's like, hang on, we've never seen that before. As Warmouth knocks down the free throw. You don't see that happen very often. The athleticism and ability of Patrick Herbert. And Warmouth rolls around and gets the second free throw to fall. And it's a close game now, 31-27. 7:30 here remaining in the third. Just underway in the second half. Jackson Tucker crossover gets a screen from Herbert. Now leaves it outside to Owen. Pass now outside to McGarvey. McGarvey now back out to Line, pass inside to Herbert. He gets triple team, gets it over to McGarvey with an easy lay-in. Nice look by Herbert to find McGarvey flashing into the key, and he got him the pass high enough to keep it away from the defense, and he went up for an easy two. 33-27 Irish. Lake driving right baseline, now passes outside to Ellis. Ellis going to dribble out to the top. Boy, nearly fouled. Gets it over to Warmouth, who's going against Line. Dribbles right. And now passes to Black, coming back to the left. Now to Ellis, top of the key against Herbert. Thought about a three, instead going to dribble right. And pass over to Warmouth, knocked out of bounds by a line. That's going to stay with Roseburg. And Warmouth just kind of shakes his head. Didn't really like the placement of the pass. Inbound goes to Seeley now, 33-27 the lead for Sheldon. 6:30 remaining in the third quarter. Seeley dribbles left, hands off to Lake, coming back right. Now pass over to Black on the right side. Now to Ellis. Ellis top of the key. Back to the basket, looking to pass it. Now drives right at Herbert. Has it rejected. Ball rolls over to Prickle, and Prickle's going to bring it up the floor. Prickle now to McGarvey. McGarvey left baseline. Has it rejected himself. Boy, Warmouth, great chase defense. Came all the way from behind. Just got his hand right in the way. The shot knocked it out of bounds. Good defense there, as McGarvey's got to have a little bit of quicker trigger on that if he's going to try to catch them off guard. Inbound now goes to Line. Line over to Prickle. Prickle left side, looking inside. Nothing there. Gets it outside to Tucker. Tucker to Line. Line going to dribble inside. Up with a wild shot, but he gets fouled, and he's going to get to go to the line to shoot too. That's a nice take by Line. As they're going to get Jet Black for his first personal. First foul of the second half for Roseburg. Two shots coming for Griffin Line. And he gets the first one to fall. 34-27 Irish. Griffin Line, the backup quarterback last season for the football team for the Irish. And when he played, he was very good. Filling in for Michael Johnson Jr., who's going to play his college ball at Penn State next year. That's pretty good, right? Warmouth, crossover dribble. Now around the back going against Line. Gets a screen from Ellis. Nothing there, though. Great defense by the Irish. Passes over to Black. Now around to Lake. Lake tries to get it inside to Ellis. He has it poked away, but gets it back. Trying to back down Herbert with the left hand. Now he's going to go up with a right-hand hook shot air ball, and the rebound fighting for it is Seeley. Seeley now back outside to Black, and they're going to reset. It's a screen from Ellis. Now comes back left, gets another one. He's going to shoot a 15-footer. Ring it up. Nice shot by Jack Black coming left, and it's 35-29. Tucker the other way. Dribbles left now. Hands off to Prickle. Pass inside to Herbert, and we got a foul away from the ball. Not sure who it's against. Looks like they got Seeley for kind of... So he's guarding Herbert inside, and he kind of put his knee up into his rear end and setting the chair for him, and that's against the rules. A lot of contact. Inbound goes to McGarvey. McGarvey trying to pass it inside to Herbert, and Herbert wasn't there. Ball stolen away by Seeley. Seeley now going to dribble up slow for Roseburg. Got to take care of the ball a little bit better than that if you're the Irish. Crossover dribble against McGarvey. Now Seeley passes over to Black on the right wing. Now back over to Warmouth in the right corner. He's got Line guarding him. Jab step now dribbles out top and resets. Gets a crossover. Now a screen from Ellis. Shoots a three and he knocks it down. Calling Warmouth his second three-pointer of the game. 35-32. Roseburg back to within three. Tucker dribbles up. Goes right. Hands off to Line, who comes back left. Over to Prickle. Now back outside to Tucker. Tucker, a little runner in the lane. Boy, that's a pretty shot. A floater for Jackson Tucker over the top of the defense, and they're back up by five. 4:30 left in the third quarter. Roseburg with the ball. It's going to be Seeley outside the three-point line with McGarvey guarding him. Goes left. Now passes over to Black into the corner. Now inside to Warmouth. He shoots a little fadeaway baseline shot. Rolls off the top of the backboard. They got to blow a whistle there. And they're saying it hit the support. And Warmouth is saying it just kind of rolled along the top. And the official says it's out of bounds, and it's going to go back to the Irish either way. Tucker dribbles up now outside the line. Line left open for a three. Yes, sir. Griffin Line's first three-pointer, his first field goal of the night. He's got five, and Sheldon's back up by eight. Clock now under 4 minutes left in the third. Seeley left wing now to Black. Now back out to Seeley, top of the key. Dribbles right, passes outside to Lake, who then gives it back to Black all the way on the other side. He dribbles all the way across, gets a screen from Ellis. Now it passes back out to him outside the three-point line. Nothing there for Roseburg. And now we got a foul. And I think they're going to get Tucker for the reach. They are. Jackson Tucker with the reach in. He hit the ball, so not sure it was a good call. But either way, the call goes against Tucker. That's his second foul and a line change for the Irish as Tucker, McGarvey, and Prickle take a seat. Gittins checks in, as is Wagers and Segetti. For Sheldon, Warmouth gets the inbound, now passes over to Ellis, top of the key. He's got Herbert guarding him, pass over to Warmouth. Three-pointer from the corner, yes, sir! And he's starting to find a rhythm now, his third three-pointer of the night. Roseburg back to within five. Sheldon just keeping them at arm's length for most of this ball game. Wagers pass outside to the line. Line dribbles right, as it poked away, but gets it back. Nearly traveled. Now gets it into Wagers in the corner. He gets it into Herbert inside the key. That's an easy lay-in and a great pass as Wagers drove baseline, drew the defense, and that left Herbert wide open for the lay-in. 42-35, Sheldon back up by seven. Clock now under 3 minutes remaining in the third. Warmouth with the ball. Pass over to Adams. Adams inside to Ellis. He's double-teamed. Goes up with a right-hand shot rejected by Herbert. Right outside to Black. Black picks it up, shoots it immediately, and he gets it to fall. Jeff Black now has six, 42-37. And Warmouth the other way knocks it out of bounds. Nearly stole it away. Also nearly took out the entire Sheldon cheerleading section when he did it. Griffin Line checks out. Sheldon keeps possession, and Jacob Frey comes in. Frey going to inbound from the right side, gets it into Gittins. Gittins, crossover. Now he's going to bring it back out. Pass over to Segetti. Segetti to Wagers. They left him open for a three. Back rim, no good. Long rebound, though. He chases it all the way down right near us and saves it inbounds, but it goes right to Jet Black. Jet Black goes all the way off the glass. No good, but Wagers comes out with a rebound. Boy, he is going all over the place for Sheldon. Pass up to Gittins now. Quickly the other way. Gets a screen from Herbert and lays it in. Ben Gittins, great transition play and a nice heads-up play by Herbert to screen away two defenders and get him the easy lay-in. 44-37. 2 minutes left now in the third. It's going to be Ellis outside, way outside, guarded by Herbert. Herbert actually 3 or 4 feet off of him. You can let him shoot that if he wants it. Now gives it to Warmouth. Warmouth dribbles left in the lane. A little shot against Herbert. Gets it to go, and he's fouled. And he screams to anybody who will listen after he makes the shot. And he's going to get to go to the line. Herbert, that's his first foul of the game. And he kind of reached in, trying to get a hand on the ball. Ended up hitting the left hand as Warmouth is going up. So he bounces and misses the free throw, and the rebound goes to Herbert. Herbert's third board of the game. Gets it to Gittins, who brings it up across the timeline. Warmouth guarding him. Dribbles right. Pass now over to Frey. Frey to Herbert. Now inside to Wagers. Wagers outside Segetti. Left open for a three. No good. Off the rim and the rebound. Let's see. It's a hold on the rebound. It's going to go against Wagers, and it's going to be against Sheldon. It's going to go right back to Roseburg. Xavier Aviles, great physicality underneath the basket, boxing him out, and Wagers just kind of had to grab him just to be able to get near it. Inbound goes to Warmouth. 1:30 left in the third quarter. Roseburg, he's just going to pull up for three, and he drains it. Holy cow. The Stones on that one, 44-42. And he claps, says, let's go. Roseburg still in this thing. Wagers to Frey. Frey in the corner to Gittins for three. No good. Rebound goes to Herbert. Now back outside to Gittins. He dribbles inside. Now back out to Frey. Frey now to Segetti. Over to Gittins. Back over to Frey in the left wing. Now over to Segetti on the right side. Wagers in the corner. He dribbles once and then passes inside to Herbert. Now outside to Gittins. Gittins over to Wagers. Wagers inside to Herbert. Herbert double teamed now. Passes out. Wagers wide open three. Yes, sir. Aiden Wagers, a big time shot just to keep this Roseburg team at arm's length. Timeout on the floor, 47-42, 45 seconds left in the third. Here are 95-3 the score.
Bi-Mart's Super Warehouse Sale is going on right now. We've slashed prices throughout the store in every department at Bi-Mart. Save on the latest tech and electronics. Save on big and small appliances. Gear up in sporting goods on everything for the outdoors. Save on toys for kids of every age. Stock up in food and beverages. And save on power tools in our hardware department. We have too many more markdowns to advertise. Shop hundreds of items at warehouse clearance prices during our Super Warehouse Sale, going on right now at Bi-Mart.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
47-42, 45 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Sheldon leading Roseburg. Roseburg with the basketball. Wormouth brings it up across the timeline, gets it over to Adams. Adams now to Seely, now back across to Lake. Lake gets it to Aviles at the free throw line. He now hands off to Wormouth, going to dribble inside, going up with the right hand off the glass, no good, but the putback shot by Adams is no good, and he is fouled, and he's going to get to shoot too. See who the foul is on. 23, Ben Gittins picks up his first personal. This is the fifth foul for the Irish in the second half. And D'Angelo Adams going to go to the line. Leaves the first one short. Adams just 1.5 points per game for Roseburg, 2.5 rebounds. So not relied on as a scorer. Could sure use one here, and he gets that second one to fall. 47-43, 20 seconds remaining here in the third. Let's see if Sheldon just waits for the final shot. Gittins over to Wagers. Swings it around to Fry. Fry now back to Gittins. Trying to get it inside to McGarvey, and Roseburg denying in his own defense. Outside to Segetti. Segetti to Wagers. Wagers dribbles. Now hands off to Gittins. Gittins gets a screen from McGarvey. And nothing there. Gets it over to Segetti. Now he's open for a three. Randles around the rim and out. No good. And the rebound goes to Roseburg, and they're not going to get a shot away. But a nice defensive stand to end the third quarter. And Roseburg staying in this thing, but Sheldon still maintaining a lead. Our score as we head to the fourth, 47-43. Sheldon on top of Roseburg here on 95.3 The Score.
Steve Tannen in for my friends at Sam's Place on Wilson Street in West Eugene, the best sports bar in town, period. This time of year, it's a whole bunch of hoops. And Sam's is where you want to be for the pregame, the game, postgame, all of it. Full service bar. Terrific menu, many Frosties on tap, great expanded selection of wines, a humidor filled with cigars, sweet outside hang, all the sports packages, you miss nothing. On Wilson Street in West Eugene, Sam's Place, the best sports bar in town, period.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Hello, everybody. It has been a great basketball game tonight. Sheldon and Roseburg, 47-43, our score as we head to the fourth. It's the Bi-Mart High School basketball game of the week here on The Score. Bi-Mart, get ready for your season for less. Go to Bi-Mart.com to find your nearest location or for weekly cyber deals. You can also still get your flu shot. I've been telling you about this every Friday night. I would hope you would have your flu shot by now. And if you don't, figure it out. Go to Bi-Mart and get it. Go to anywhere and get it, but go to Bi-Mart and get it. Why the heck not? Fourth quarter starts. Sheldon with the ball. 47-43. Ball in the corner immediately, and a three ball on the way by Gittins. No good, and the rebound goes to Aviles for Roseburg. Quickly up to Wormouth. He's got one-on-one against McGarvey. Cross-step dribble on the right. No good. Misses it off the backboard, and the rebound goes to Wagers, and Wormouth frustrated. He thought he was fouled. Quickly the other way is Gittins as Wormouth gets back on defense. Over to Frey. Frey to Segetti. Now back out to Frey again. Swings it around to Gittins, and Gittins going to reset. Roseburg backing off him, playing a zone, to Frey, to McGarvey, to Frey, three ball, no good, rebound again to Aviles. Aviles off the glass, and we got a foul in the backcourt. I'm not sure who it's on, and I think, what is it? I think it's going to go against Sheldon. Yeah, it's going to go against Wagers in the backcourt. A lot of contact there, as Wagers was trying to steal it away from Roseburg in the backcourt, and he just kind of fell over a player. Both benches frustrated. But in the end, Roseburg gets the call, and they have the ball. 47-43, Wormouth brings it up the floor. He's got Frey guarding him out near midcourt. Now passes to Aviles. Now back over to Wormouth. He's going to drive baseline against Frey. He's cut off, and they're going to call a push. And Frey looks to the sky, does not like the call. It's his third. And the seventh team foul for the Irish, so Wormouth going to get to go to the line to shoot the one-on-one. And you're only allowed to cut off that baseline to an extent physically. You're not allowed to actually get your body into them. Or you're opening it up for the official to make the call. So Wormouth going to shoot the first free throw, and he gets that one to fall. 47-44. Got 23 points, trying to go for 24, and he misses it off the rim, and the rebound goes to Wagers. Wagers up to Seghetti. Seghetti's going to dribble it up slow. Roseburg still in the zone. Gets it over to Wagers. Wagers dribbles right now. Pass outside to Seghetti. Seghetti over to Frey on the left wing. Looking. Nothing there. Now passes over to the right wing to Gittins. Gittins backing off him. Thinking about shooting it, but he's not. Now dribbles left. Gets it to McGarvey at the free throw line. He dribbles in. Now passes to Wagers. Wagers backing his man down with a right-hand hook shot. No good, but McGarvey with a rebound. Quickly up with a shot. That's no good. Rebound Wagers. And now he has it poked away by Warmouth, but they call a foul on him. And I think that's a good call. And it's going to go against Colin Warmouth. That's his first. Patrick Herbert's been on the bench for a while. Maybe they're just saving him for the last stretch run here against Roseburg. A lot of talent on the Irish squad. A lot of size, too, so not really needed, per se. Pass outside the three-point line to Cameron Owen, who just checked in. Gets it over to Gittins. They backed off him, and he shoots a three, and he knocks it down. Ben Gittins, that's a big-time three. His second of the game, he's got eight. Sheldon's back up by six. Couple of substitutions coming up for Roseburg. Warmouth, right wing, gets it over to Avilas. He bounces a bounce pass to nobody, and it goes out of bounds. He kind of grabs his head, frustrated with himself, and he's going to have to check out immediately. As Seeley and Ellis check in for Roseburg, Adams also takes a seat for the Indians. And that's a big-time turnover. 6 minutes remaining. Roseburg trailing by six, trying to climb themselves back in this game. Patrick Herbert, by the way, checks in for the Irish, and he sets a screen for Griffin Lyon. Griffin Lyon drives in the lane up with the right hand off the glass and in. Griffin Lyon's got seven. Sheldon back up, 52-44. Warmouth guarded by Lyon now. He's going to dribble in the lane, goes right through him, and it's a block. Boy, I don't know. That might be a control foul against Warmouth as Lyon kind of slaps the floor, but they call the foul on him. And because Sheldon's in the bonus, Warmouth going to get to shoot the one-on-one. Warmouth, first free throw, rolls around and off. He's frustrated with himself for that. He's missed a couple of free throws in a row, and they really need these ones to go. Warmouth now a couple of dribbles and shoots the second one. And that one also off, and the rebound goes to McGarvey. Big time misses for the best player on this Roseburg team. Lyon inside, now outside to McGarvey. Thought about a three, and he's going to pass it up, get it over to Owen. Owen now dribbles left, gives it over to Gittins, and Gittins guarded by Warmouth, going to reset. Roseburg in the man-to-man now. And Lyon outside with the ball over to McGarvey. Now back over to Owen. Owen dribbles right, hands off to McGarvey, coming back left. Now to Gittins. Gittins waves a player away. Now passes to McGarvey on the left wing. Trying to get it inside to Herbert. They just have not had an opportunity to yet. McGarvey back and forth passes with Gittins. Now over to Owen. Owen to Lyon. Lyon right wing. Now he gets it into Herbert. Quickly backs his man down and now passes outside to Lyon. Lyon in the lane up with the left hand. Had an open opportunity and misses it. And the rebound out of bounds off of Roseburg. And Jeff Black is frustrated. He points to the official and says, he pushed me. And that's why we were on the ground. But no call from the official other than out of bounds. And it's going to get to stay with the Irish. Gittins to inbound underneath the basket. 52-44 the score. Clock under 5 minutes left in the ballgame. Gittins surveys, now passes, it's tipped, but it goes right to Herbert, and Herbert gets it out to McGarvey. Gets it out to Owen, and Sheldon will reset. Dribbles right, and hands off to Lyon, who slowly dribbles out to the top of the key and passes over to Gittins. Gittins now to McGarvey in the left corner. Pass now out to Gittins. Now back to Lyon, swings it around to Owen, now inside to Herbert. Everything they do is to get it to Herbert. Now he's double-teamed. Now he gets it over to Owen. Owen backdoor pass to McGarvey, stolen away by Seeley. Roseburg now coming the other way. They need a bucket. Lake thought about a pull-up three. Instead, gets it inside to Ellis. Ellis against Herbert. Thinks better than going at him and passes outside to Black, who's going to reset. Dribble right hand off to Lake. Lake cross-court pass to Seeley. Now to Warmouth. Warmouth inside to Lake. Quick up with a lay-in, and he gets it to go. Murkowski Lake just kind of caught Sheldon's defense off guard going back door and had a wide-open lay-in underneath the basket, and a good job by Warmouth to find him. 52-46. Sheldon still on top. Clock under 4 minutes. Lyon right wing, slowing things down, just dribbling in place with Black a couple feet behind. Gets it over to McGarvey. McGarvey, he's just going to shoot a quick trigger three, and it's no good. And the rebound goes to Jeff Black. Not sure Dan Clark likes that shot from McGarvey. as much as he trusts him. That was not in rhythm. Lake on the left side, now to Ellis. Ellis going to shoot a big three, rattles around and out. Boy, I thought that one was going to go. Ben Gittins with the rebound, now for the Irish. Now up to McGarvey. Euro step in the lane, and he's fouled, and he's going to get a shoot, too. And Ellis comes out of the confrontation with the foul. And he's grabbing his left knee. Actually, it doesn't look like his knee. It's more his thigh than anything else, and he's hurting. McGarvey shoots the first free throw, rattles around and out. And Sheldon with a couple of substitutions as Owen and Gittins take a seat. Tucker and Prickle check in for him. We'll see if Ellis kind of watch and see if he favors that knee all the rest of the way. McGarvey knocks down the second free throw, 53-46. Sheldon on top. Clock approaching, 3 minutes left in the game. Roseburg, if they're going to make a run, now is the time to do it. Warm out to Lake, now to Black. Black in a dribble out near the midcourt stripe. Go left and hand off to Wormouth. Wormouth crossover now around the back against the line. Now crossover again. Gets a screen from Ellis. Now leaves it out for him. Ellis thought about a three. Pump fakes now goes into lane. Goes right at the rim and misses the shot. But he is fouled by Herbert. And he's grabbing that knee again. As he landed right on it. And Herbert picks up his second foul as Ellis kind of limps to the free throw line to shoot his two. Boy, really athletic play to get to the rim. Would have loved it if he could have finished that. So with our score 53-46, Carson Ellis, two big free throws. And he knocks down the first one. Again, he's had career highs in his last two games of 18 and then 25 in their loss to Willamette on Tuesday. So he's having a heck of a run, and they could ill afford to lose him. Ellis knocks down the second free throw, and now a timeout on the floor by Roseburg. Mike Pardon uses his timeout and probably a good chance to get Ellis a little breather and talk about what they're going to do the rest of the way. The stretch run coming up, clock under 3 minutes, 53-48. Sheldon leading Roseburg here on 95-3 The Score.
Ready for a career you can support your family on? If yes, then listen up. WWNDT Services Weld School in Springfield offers individuals a chance to earn their welding certification in just 12 weeks. Upon completion, graduates will be qualified to enter the welding workforce. Check it out at weldcerts.com.
It's the sweet deal of the week. Save half off tuition at WWNDT Services Weld School. Just go to 95.3thescore.com and click on the sweet deal of the week link. On sale now.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
53-48 The Score. Sheldon leading Roseburg. 2:59 left in our ball game. A ball game that will determine the number two team in the Southwest Conference. A game behind North Medford coming into tonight, both of the teams. And both of these teams play North Medford coming up in the next week or two. Tucker getting the inbound for Sheldon. He's going to bring it up. Again, 53-48, the Irish with the lead. Griffin Lyon dribbles out near the midcourt stripe, being guarded by Black. Now he's going to move and pass outside to Dawson Prickle, who gets it. Goes right, now hands off to Tucker, who's going to dribble all the way across to the left wing, through the legs dribble against Wormouth. And just kind of waiting to see an opportunity and see if they can find room to attack. He now hands off to Lyon. Line guarded out near midcourt by Black. He's going to dribble with the left hand inside. Nearly stumbles, but regains his footing and gets it back out to Prickle. And Prickle's, they're just running some time right now. Clock under 2:10. He goes right. Still trying to find some space. Gets it out to Line. Line now to Tucker. And we're approaching 2 minutes left in the game. Roseburg's going to have to up the intensity. And we got a foul as soon as I say that against Colin Wormouth. His second foul, fifth team foul against Roseburg in the second half. So 2:03 left. Prickle inbound from right in front of me. Inside now to Tucker. And Tucker going to bring it back across the timeline. Dribble left, hand off to Lyon. Lyon through the legs dribble. And boy, Sheldon has just taken the air out of the basketball, and now we have a foul against Black. Black with an intentional. And Line is asking for it. They're not going to call it, as it looked like he was kind of trying to get the ball. So that's the sixth team foul. And really a smart play to at least get yourself one foul away from being in the bonus. As the inbound will go to McGarvey, now outside to Tucker. And Tucker going to give it out to Line, and Roseburg's going to have to come up and guard him now. It's Black on him, and he's a couple feet away. Got to increase the pressure here. Line crossover, now over to Tucker. And Tucker dribbles to the right wing, now goes to the right side and gives it over to McGarvey, back out to Line. Look at this from the Sheldon Irish. We're now under 1:30 in the game. They just ran a minute off the clock and picked up a couple fouls by Roseburg. Pass over to McGarvey. McGarvey's fouled hard, and I don't think Ellis meant to do it. And he comes over and tries to help him up. Kind of wrangled him to the floor. Carson Ellis, that's his third foul. McGarvey's going to get to go to the line now to shoot the one-on-one. By the way, I should say Roseburg, a prolific wrestling school. They have won many state titles in wrestling over the years, and so it makes sense. As McGarvey knocks down the first free throw. Big free throw. 121 remaining. 54-48. McGarvey, another one, and he knocks that down too. So maybe not the best idea to foul him as Warmouth gets the inbound, and now he quickly has to come the other way, and they're not quite to the point where they have to shoot threes, but they're close. Seeley gets it the left wing, top of the key to Ellis now. Ellis dribbles right, hands off to Black. Black fakes a pass to Lake, now dribbles out top. Over to Seeley, got to get the ball to Warmouth. They have to. Too much time running off the clock. Black dribbles right, hands off to Lake. Now Black's just going to shoot a wild three, no good, and the rebound goes to McGarvey, and he is quickly fouled. Boy, they are just taking too much time with the basketball with no real aim for what they're trying to do. Bunch of dribbling and looking and not much actual action towards the basket. And now they are to the point where they trail by seven, and if Sheldon can knock down a free throw or two, where they're going to have to start shooting threes. McGarvey, first free throw is up off the back rim. No good, but the rebound goes to Patrick Herbert. He quickly gets it out to McGarvey, who hands it off to Prickle. And now they got a foul. Gives it over to Line, and Line is quickly fouled by Black. That's his third, and now Line's going to get to go to the line to shoot. See the ninth team foul. So he's still at the one-on-one, not quite to shooting two yet. Line, the first one, rolls around and goes. Oh, boy, that touched every part of the rim but eventually fell. And that might do it. The way this game is going, that might be enough. Line knocks down the second as well. Big free throws. And Warmouth gets the inbound, and he's talking to Ellis and shouldn't be doing that. He should be running up the floor and shooting a three. Screen, long three by Warmouth. Oh, it's good. You got to be kidding me with that. And a quick timeout by Roseburg. 34 seconds left. The Indians not quite done yet. A six-point game, 57-51, here on 95.3 The Score.
What if I told you this radio station has the ability to deliver a guarantee of engaged potential customers? All you have to do is offer the best freaking deal ever. Half off, buy one, get one. We run commercials and a highly targeted digital ad campaign, and boom, you have new customers. Guaranteed. Visit CumulusDigital.com and let us give you an epic deal. Engaged, potential, interested customers, guaranteed. CumulusDigital.com.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
34 seconds remaining in the game, 57-51. Sheldon still maintaining a lead over Roseburg. A big-time three-pointer, ridiculous shot by Colin Warmouth. Made our score what it is, but still a long way to go and not a lot of time to do it in for the Indians. Sheldon to inbound in the backcourt. Roseburg trying to full court press. Inbound goes to Line. He crosses over and gets fouled by Adams. And now Griffin Lyon again going to get to shoot free throws, and he knocked down his last two. First foul against D'Angelo Adams. That's the 10th foul now for Roseburg, so Lyon going to get to shoot two. We'll see if he can knock these down as well. You can see Ellis on the sideline kind of trying to stretch out that left leg. As Lyon knocks down another free throw. He's hit three in a row. That's his fifth free throw of the game. It's 5 for 5 so far, which means I probably jinxed him, and he's going to miss this next one because that's how that works. Lyon gets the ball for the second free throw. And he shoots it, and he makes it. Griffin Lyon, 6 for 6 from the line tonight. And Sheldon back up, 59-51. Warmouth quickly up the floor now. They got to shoot, and he loses it. Oh, they're going to say it's knocked out of bounds off of Sheldon. So Roseburg maintains. They're going to inbound from the side. Black to inbound with Tucker in his face. Gets it in now to Ellis in the corner. Now to Warmouth. Warmouth just not going to be able to get any room. Fadeaway three from the right side against Lyon. No good. Long rebound is on the floor and eventually to Ellis. It gets knocked to Black. Black just going to shoot a three. Rings it up. Holy cow. And another timeout by Roseburg. They are hitting some ridiculous three-pointers as we close this night out. That's a good 4 feet behind the three-point line. And he knocks it down. Still 9 seconds left, and the timeout on the floor is by Roseburg to talk about what they're going to do defensively. They still have a long way to go to come back in this game. Just 9 seconds left. They're going to have to basically hope for a miracle here. You steal the inbound, shoot a three. Basically, you're going to have to hope Reggie Miller walks through the gate and all of a sudden puts on a Roseburg uniform and can somehow get a steal, knock down a three, get another steal, knock down a three, and then you're tied. And going to overtime. Actually, no, that would get them the win because I'm not good at math. That would make the score 60-59. And we'll get Roseburg the win. But that would be incredible. And I've only seen that happen once. And that guy did it. And that guy's not in this building. So we'll see, though. Still a chance for Roseburg as they've knocked down a couple of big-time threes. And we'll see what happens now. As the Parker twins have checked in and one of them looking to pick up a foul here. We'll see if they can do it. McGarvey to inbound, and we got a foul away from the ball, and that is before the ball was inbounded, and it's going to go against Jacob Parker. Okay, I thought they might call a technical on that, but they did not. So double bonus for Sheldon. It's going to be Lyon shooting two again. Again, he's made 6 in a row, and he makes his 7th in a row. Griffin Lyon, clutch free throw shooting today. Back up to 6, and if he knocks this one down, this game is over. 9.3 remaining. Lyon knocks it down again. Holy cow, that is some clutch free throw shooting by Griffin Lyon. Warmouth gets the inbound, running back the other way. Into the corner now. 3 ball from Black. It is an air ball. Rebound to Seeley, out to Lake. Somebody's got to shoot it. Over to Seeley. He does, and it's no good. He actually knocked it through, but they're not going to give him credit for it because it was just after the buzzer. So our final here from Sheldon, the Irish hanging on 61-54. Over the visiting Roseburg Indians, and the 4th win in a row by Sheldon, and they are playing really good basketball right now and have a couple of wins against some very good teams as they head into the stretch run of league play as they hope to make a run for a playoff spot. Again, our final here tonight, Sheldon 61, Roseburg 54. When we come back on the other side, get you some stats, and then we'll send you on your way. It's the Bimart High School Basketball Game of the Week here on 95.3 The Score.
Tired of sucking on cough drops all day for your sore throat, but not finding the right relief? That's because cough drops don't numb pain. Yeah, the truth hurts, but you're not a sucker. Try Cepacol. It's different. Just one Cepacol Instamax lozenge has 2 max strength pain relievers and cools in seconds. It's the numbing relief you need to knock out sore throat fast. Find it at Walmart or your nearest retailer when sore throat strikes, and this time, strike back. Cepacol. Feel the difference.
I'm home, honey.
In the den.
Are you sick?
No.
I'm rehearsing.
What?
It's almost flu season. We need a flu drill. I'm going first.
Oh, you are something.
Could you rub my feet, change the TV channel, and bring me some pistachios and a beer?
Jerry.
Use the ice-cold mug in the freezer.
There is no need for a flu drill.
This is going to be a bad flu season.
Yeah, but we're not going to get the flu.
Like you can prevent that. The goddess of good health, huh?
No, I'm the one who scheduled flu shots for all of us.
You nuts. If we get the actual flu shot, we'll get the flu.
That is an old wives' tale. They no longer use the live virus. It's synthetic. We get the shot.
And
we remember to wash our hands and take other precautions.
And
we stay healthy and help stop the spread of germs.
Well, you and the kids do it. I'm not getting any shots.
Okay, then you just stay by yourself in the treehouse.
Treehouse?
Yeah, until flu season's over.
Okay, just don't hide the ladder this year.
We'll see.
This message is brought to you by EARS, because the Eugene area radio stations believe that supporting a healthy community makes a strong community.
Bi-Mart's Super Warehouse Sale is going on right now. We've slashed prices throughout the store in every department at Bi-Mart. Save on the latest tech and electronics. Save on big and small appliances. Gear up in sporting goods on everything for the outdoors. Save on toys for kids of every age. Stock up in food and beverages. And save on power tools in our hardware department. We have too many more markdowns to advertise. Shop hundreds of items at warehouse clearance prices during our Super Warehouse Sale, going on right now at Bi-Mart.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back to the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week. I am Alex Braga. Tonight's game brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less at Bi-Mart. Head over to Bi-Mart.com right now. You can find your nearest location. They also have cyber deals as well. Our final score here tonight from Sheldon, 61-54. The Irish with the win. They are now 11-10 overall, 4-2 in the Southwest Conference on the season. They next play at North Medford, who is currently in the lead in the conference. So that will be a huge one down south. The Irish a chance to tie North Medford for the number one spot in the conference. So all of a sudden, after starting this season terribly, losing six of their first 10, they are playing fantastic basketball and find themselves in actually a spot to take the lead in the Southwest Conference heading into the stretch run. It's really impressive how they have finished this season. Roseburg now 13-8 overall, 3-3 on the year. Another big one for them on Tuesday when they travel back into Eugene to play South. The axe on the heels of taking down Churchill on Tuesday. Just playing big games on Tuesday. Our game next week on Friday will be at South Eugene, where the Axe will host that same North Medford team. So another huge one there, as pretty much every game the rest of the way is going to be big, but these are the top teams in the Southwest Conference facing each other in the next week. So again, join us next Friday at 6:45 on The Score for that one. That will be actually our last regular season of the game, or regular season game of the season, if I can talk right, because next Friday there is Oregon baseball here on The Score and women's basketball on KUGN that will be keeping us from being able to do a game. So no game for us the following week after we do South and North Medford next week. But we will definitely follow one of the local teams, if not more, into the playoffs. And that includes the following Tuesday, where the 6A playoffs open then. So again, check out 953thescore.com so you can find out where we will be and when we'll be there. But again, next week, next Friday, our game, 6:45 tip, North Medford and South Eugene. Speaking of Oregon basketball, by the way, the men's team plays on our station Sunday against Stanford at Matthew Knight Arena. The entire game can be heard right here on The Score. 5 p.m. tip, 4:30 pregame with Joey Mack on the call. Before that, you can hear Steve Tannen and myself for the Shepherd Motors pregame show. That starts at 4. You can also check out 953thescore.com for their schedule and how to listen online if you'd like to go that route. By the way, the women's basketball team, they are playing, I think they just got underway. They are playing Cal tonight. 8 o'clock tip for that one. That is late for a college basketball game. But again, that game happening on KUGN. So as soon as I'm done, switch over to 590 on the AM dial if you'd like to hear that one. So let's go ahead and get to our final piece of hardware for tonight in our stats. It is the Bi-Mart player of the game here on The Score. And I haven't even thought about it. I probably should have before. But You know what? Check this out. The leading scorer for Sheldon was Griffin Lyon, and he made every single one of his free throws tonight, including all of his free throws down the stretch in the fourth quarter. And so how about that? I'm going to give him the player of the game. In a game that has Dominic McGarvey and Patrick Herbert, it's going to be Griffin Lyon who is the player of the game. And it's a shame because Colin Wormuth had a fantastic game for Roseburg, but you got to give it to the winning team. And the leading scorer on the winning team is Griffin Lyon, who made all seven or eight of his free throws tonight, including six of them down the stretch. And he ended up being the difference. Sheldon with a seven-point win over Roseburg tonight. Let's go ahead and get through some of the rest of the stats. Dominic McGarvey, 10 points and 3 rebounds. Aiden Wagers with 5 points and 4 boards. Jacob Frey, 5 points. Jackson Tucker, 4 points and a rebound. Patrick Herbert, 7 points and 5 boards. Cameron Owen, 3 points. Dawson Prickle, 4 points and 2 rebounds. Bryson Saghetti, 2 points and a board. And Ben Gittins, 8 points and 2 rebounds for the Irish. Over to the other side, Roseburg, Colin Wormuth, a great game. 5 3-pointers tonight, 26 points and 4 rebounds, but just not enough. Merkawi Lake with 5 points. D'Angelo Adams with 1 point and a rebound. Caden Seeley, 3 points and 4 boards. Jet Black, 9 points and a rebound. Carson Ellis finishes the game with 10 points and 1 rebound. And Xavier Avilés with 2 rebounds. Sheldon winning the rebound edge, 20-13. And again, our final score, 61-54, the Irish with the win. After tonight, the Indians are 13-8 overall, 3-3 in league, and the Irish are 11-10, 4-2 in league, and have sole possession of second place in the Southwest Conference. Big thanks to everybody out here at Sheldon, including AD Matt Binker for the setup. For Bethany back in the studio, I am Alex Braga. You have been listening to the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week right here on 95.3 The Score. Good night, everybody.